Now I'm joined in the studio by Barbara Jennings, and Barbara's going to be talking to a Swiss artist. Tell us a bit about this.
Hello, Heidi. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Barbara. Thank you.
Pronouncing your name is a Guyen, or...?
No, you said Nguyen. You don't pronounce the G.
Yes. Sorry, folks, this is a very unusual name. And you're from Switzerland?
No, my mum is from Switzerland and my dad is from Vietnam.
And where are you from, Tidy?
I'm from France.
You're from France and you're living in Donegal.
Yes.
It's amazing technology now. Mobile phones ringing you all the way in Donegal. And you have an exhibition coming up on the 8th of May in Gallery 27 in South Frederick Street in Dublin. Tell us about it.
Yes. Well, it's the first solo show in Dublin because, as I live in Donegal, it's not very easy to find spaces to exhibit work and to show the work to as many people as possible. So I'm delighted. It's a very central place, and hopefully people will... some people know my work, but you have to show regularly, really, to have people following you and really starting to build up a clientele or something like that.
Yeah, it's acrylic on linen.
Yeah, big canvases, acrylic on linen, and small little oil on canvas, on canvases.
I'm looking at a piece that's called The Rainbow. It's very beautiful. And it looks like there's a swan taking forth through the rainbow to me.
Well, that's Donegal, I think, for me. It's a bit wild, especially during last winter. I paint outdoor, you see. So there was all sort of things going on in the same hour, really, basically. So when I go painting, I'll bring canvas and oil or acrylic. And then I just really follow what's going on. I paint fast.
Do you find Donegal a great place for inspiration?
I do. It's always changing. The skies are brilliant and there's lots of space, big empty spaces, you know.
Where are you living up in Donegal?
I'm about an hour from Donegal town, an hour north, so that's Dunloe.
Dunloe?
The Mary of Dunloe Festival used to be
famous...
a famous thing going on a few years ago. So I'm really 3 miles outside Dunloe, in the middle of nowhere. That's exactly the thing. Between the, not very far from the Glenveagh Park.
From what park?
The Glenveagh, the National
Glenveagh Park. That's a beautiful place, isn't it?
It is. It's
a fantastic place.
And the lakes everywhere, yeah.
And how did you get to have the exhibition in Dublin?
I heard about it, and it was I knew a few people who know a few people in Dublin, and it's a small space that the artist can rent. So I think it's quite a nice idea.
Yeah,
because you are quite independent, and you can ask for a curator if you want to, the advice of somebody, which is sometimes helpful because you don't really know. You see your work all day, and you need another eye. You need somebody else sometimes.
Yeah, I believe Tony Strickland is the curator of your exhibition.
Yes, you need the feedback of somebody else with a different approach and really new to it.
Absolutely, excellent. Yeah. And you have Adrian Kenny, who's from Ostana member and writer, opening it for you.
Yeah, a very, very, very good friend, an old friend from Dublin, the first time I arrived in Dublin 16 or 18 years ago. And he's an artist, a writer, and we write about Dublin, and he's traveled a lot. So it's great that things come back, you know, at some stage, to keep meeting the people that you met years ago and eventually do something together.
If you were to describe your painting to the listeners, how would you do so? Is it from nature? Is it from...
Yeah, I would say it's they are basically landscaped, but between abstract and expressionist. There's loads of light in it, loads of clouds, loads of skies, little ponds. People who live in Donegal or who live in Cork too, actually, in the south too, relate very often to this landscape because it's really outdoor. You can feel you are outdoor, I think, you know, when you look at it. So.
And would you be out in the rain painting?
Oh, yeah, I'm out all weather, with whatever rain gear I can find, plastic, anything, wind and things. But I find it more interesting working that way. That's the way
Absolutely beautiful. Donegal town's a gorgeous place, isn't it?
It's lovely. It's lovely. And I don't even know all of it. I know really an area of, I don't know, 40 miles around where I live.
Well, you'll have to explore, Heidi. You'll have to explore more of Donegal, so you will.
Yes. Yeah. It has been very sunny recently.
What?
It has been very sunny recently, so that was very helpful for the walk.
That'd be a great way to be walking in the hills of Donegal, girl.
Yes.
So you're going to be down here for a week, is that it?
Yes.
And do you want to tell the listeners the details of all of that?
Yes, I'm going to be here from, the opening is on Thursday at 6 o'clock, Thursday 8th of May at 6 o'clock.
Is that for invitation only?
No, everybody is welcome.
Anybody's welcome?
Everybody's
Are you sure?
Welcome. Yes.
Okay.
At the door, sticking out. No, everybody is welcome. And the show is on from Thursday 8th to Tuesday the 13th of May from 11 till 5:30 every day. And we will be sharing between me and Tony. We'll be here on the... I'll be staying in Dublin for the week.
And that's in 27 South Frederick Street, Gallery 27.
Yes.
And that's the Lakes and Glens by Heidi Nguyen.
Yes, that's it.
Do you want to give the website?
Yes. So my website is my name, HeidiNguyen.com, HeidiNguyen.com. So you're very welcome to have a look. And if anybody goes around that way, Donegal, you're very welcome to give a ring or to visit the studio. And there is another exhibition coming up in Donegal at the end of the month for people
great.
Living over there in Ramelton, beside Letterkenny, between the 23rd and the 5th, 23rd of May and the 5th of June.
Absolutely excellent, Heidi. Yeah. Well, look, it was fantastic having you on the show. I'll probably see you at the opening. I'll introduce myself to you. I'll be there for my glass of wine or whatever. I hope you're not too inundated with that lovely open exhibition invitation you've given. And we look forward and we wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Heidi. That was Heidi Nguyen from the Lakes and Glens of Donegal to Dublin City Centre in Gallery 27. Over to you, John.